My name is Kijo Lee, and today I will be looking at Manet Harrison Fowler's portrait of her daughter, Manet Helen Fowler. So the first thing that we notice as we look at this painting is its size. It's sort of a modest size for a portrait. It doesn't take up an entire wall. And there's a kind of intimacy that we get because we have to walk a bit closer to it in order to inspect it. At the center of the painting stands Manet Helen Fowler. She's dressed in a somber black dress with a lacy collar and cuffs, as well as a black chapeau with a bow on its top. Near her is a low round table, and on top of that is a statuette, maybe two-thirds the size of Manet Helen Fowler herself, and she touches it. Her left hand disappears behind the statuette, and to her right is an oblong tapestry that actually drapes along her right shoulder. So within the space of the painting, Helen Fowler occupies the center. She is our focal point, but the two objects on either side of her are just as important to the narrative that Manet Harrison Fowler is attempting to convey. The intimacy between Manet Helen Fowler and these objects doesn't only suggest that she owned these objects or engaged these objects, but also that she had an intimate knowledge of them. And to have such things in one's home would have firmly placed the Fowlers among the black bourgeoisie of the 1950s. So there's a testament here to both Manet Helen Fowler's beauty. There's a delicacy with which her mother renders her face, the blush of her lips, the sort of almost coquettish way that she looks to her left. She doesn't engage the viewer directly. She looks more obliquely, adding an air of mystery. And to those who would have seen this portrait, the objects on either side of her would have been equally mysterious. In the 1950s, we're also noticing in the United States a renewed interest in African objects, not just as objects or natural history artifacts, but as works of fine art themselves. So it's the relationship of touch between the three subjects of this painting also create a relationship that allows both an African-American woman in the 1950s to stand as the proper model for a portrait, but also allows the tapestry and the statuette to stand as fine art.